Welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for July 26, 2010. We'll start our meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold. Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Domain. Will you stand?
Ladies and gentlemen, on the announcement that we've had another fallen soldier in our three county area from Hardin County, I would like to offer a moment of silent prayer on his behalf, as well as all the other fallen soldiers in this current conflict. Please bow with me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for our precious life that you have bestowed upon us, allowing us, your children, the opportunity to serve you and mankind. Thank you for this great nation, America, one nation under God, where we can speak freely, worship freely, and actively participate in a government for the people and by the people. I ask that you lead and guide this governing body today, as always, that we have the wisdom to make the right decisions for the right reasons. These things we pray in your holy name. Amen.
To join me in the pledge, I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Take the items under purchasing. Item A, award RFP for emergency disaster assistance recovery for Jefferson County as follows. Primary award of the total contract will be awarded to DRC Emergency Services LLC. Secondary award for debris will be awarded to Crowder Gulf. Secondary award for pre-disaster will be awarded to Garner. Item B, award term contract for trash container service for Jefferson County to Waste Management in the amounts that are listed on Exhibit A attached to this agenda. Item C, execute, receive, and file acceptance of this offer for a term contract on these trash container services. Item D, consider and possibly approve change order number 001, Southeast Texas Regional Airport Hangar Number 2 with AAR Incorporated for the removal of electrical, plumbing, gas piping, and conduits in the amount of $5,400. This brings the total contract to $219,814. Item E, execute, receive, and file this change order regarding the hangar number 2 at the airport. Is there a motion on these items?
So move.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion?
Judge, I'd just like to, I know that $5,400 is not that much money in the overall scheme of this bid, but why was that not something as basic as that taken in consideration when this bid was let? They know that doing the demolition, they would have to remove these things. So is there some special
Don may
reason?
Have more information, but I can tell you on this particular project, one of the complications was we had to divide it up among two or three companies depending on who was doing asbestos, who was doing the lead, who was doing the construction. And I think it just fell through the cracks when we divided it up among which company was going to do which.
And the overall bid specs wasn't taken into consideration.
Commissioner, I honestly can't answer about the division of the money. I just know that AAR is doing the lead paint abatement. When they got out there, there was so many conduits and pipes and so forth strung all over where it was just to their advantage while they're up there to take that stuff down and get it out of the way so they could continue their lead paint removal process. What I think this does is it will eventually take away that much money from the other contract that was going to have to do that.
You know, Commissioner, I'm going to add on to you with that. We will be watching these change orders very close, because of due diligence. We have been getting too many change orders, and it's time for us to make sure we start the front end looking at everything much closer. So we're going to hold everybody accountable, and that's where I'm at with you, Commissioner Arnold.
No further questions.
Hey, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Commissioners, item A, we again encourage everyone to participate in the 2010 census, which is ongoing. County Airport, item A, consider and possibly approve Ricky Evans to mow and bale for hay, approximately 85 acres of airport property located along Highway 69 with no expense or revenue resulting to the airport. Is there a motion on this item?
Judge, the motion I would make is that we hold this for a week or two and let our purchasing agent and Tom Rugg talk about it. I have some concerns, and John Hughes is here today in the audience. As you know, as a cost savings measure, we've allowed someone to mow and bale hay on our property surrounding the sheriff's facility. We're now looking at the same arrangement at the airport, and then John's concerned about it at Ford Park. It could be a great cost-saving measure in all three locations, but at the same time, I'm a little concerned that someone else is. I've baled hay for a number of years, and normally when you do that, there's an arrangement with the landowner where they get half the hay and you keep half the hay, or some similar arrangement. I'm just concerned that someone's going to come up and say, well, I'd have paid the county $10 an acre for the right to bale that hay or whatever. So before we venture off any further, either at Ford Park or the airport, I'd like to step back and take a look at it and see if maybe we ought to take bids on that, because it's getting to be where it's when you combine those three pieces of property, it's a pretty good bit of acreage. So I would ask the court to consider putting this off for a couple of weeks.
We'll table that. Any objections?
I can go with the table on that, but also, Mr. Rugg, if you don't mind, look at, and we need to have some defined rules on how high we can let the hay get if we're billing at Ford Park, because of this, where it's located and who owns the property.
Commissioner, I'd be happy to consider any of that, but if you think you're looking at someone who has any expertise in the commercial hay business, you'd be wrong. I don't know anything about that. I don't know whether that property is commercially viable for hay production, and don't know whether we're dealing with aesthetics or some other issue involved in terms of how often we expect it to be cut. And someone else is going to have to help me with that one.
That's also an issue at the airport. Normally, unless you have Jigs Bermuda or some hybrid in this area, the type of grass we're looking at, if you can get two good cuttings and balings of hay a year, you're doing pretty good. Normally around the 1st of July, and then again around the 1st of September. So the question is, you're right, Commissioner, do we want it to get that high? And I have concerns at the airport, even though Mr. Ross assures me that it's far enough away from the runways that the FAA would not have an issue. But in fact, it is the property along Highway 69. It's the property people see when they drive by and look at the airport. And how high do we want that grass to get, or unsightly do we want that acreage to be as people drive past the airport? So those aren't legal questions, they're political questions or practical questions that need to be answered. And we may want to discuss all those issues over the next couple of weeks.
Tom, surely there's a case or an attorney general's opinion on hay somewhere. But I'm not suggesting you check it out.
I'd be really surprised if there is.
Okay. We tabled that. County Auditor, item A, consider and approve budget transfer for Justice of Peace Precinct 7 for additional cost on employees' insurance and employees' insurance, $4,353. Item B, receive and file a financial and operating statement for the month ending June 30, 2010. I think everyone has a copy of that up here. Item C, payment of regular county bills, check number 341834 through check number 342121. Is there a motion on these items?
Second.
A motion, second discussion. All in favor say aye. All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Engineering Department, item A, execute, receive, and file a pipeline agreement 10-P-10 to Ballard Exploration Company, Inc. for the distribution of natural gas crossing Walden Road. That project's located in Precinct 1. And item B, execute, receive, and file pipeline permit 11-P-10 to Ballard Exploration for the distribution of natural gas crossing at Pine Island Road. That is also located in Precinct 1. Is there a motion on those?
So moved.
A motion and a second?
I do have a question for Donna. Donna, these permits we've already approved, right? We're just filing and executing them? Because I don't remember seeing these, unless it has been some time back.
I don't think they were approved, Commissioner. I think they should include approval.
Oh, okay. Well, then I haven't seen them. Then I withdraw my motion.
I withdraw my second.
Yeah.
You want to hold it?
I have not seen them. I thought maybe we'd already approved them, but I haven't seen these permits.
We'll table those. Sheriff's Department. Item A, consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel for Jason Barthel to attend the basic computer evidence training. The conference is held in Hoover, Alabama, from August the 1st, 2010 till September 3rd, 2010. That's over a month. It's not a budgeted trip. All expenses paid by the Department of Homeland Security. There's no cost to the county. Is that really a month long?
How do we get the funds from Homeland Security to do a grant, Patrick?
It's a month?
I'll move for approval.
We have a motion to approve it. Second, discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Judge, going back to the...
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous.
Can I back up to that engineering item?
Yeah.
I hadn't had a chance to review my documents in the back of my book, and there is apparently has been a... Robbie, my superintendent, has been in contact with Ernest from engineering on this Ballard Exploration pipeline crossing, and it looks like Robbie has tentatively okayed that, so... Do we still need to approve it first, Don? Does the language need to change on this motion? I mean, on this agenda item, or Tom? Okay. Well, then I'll backtrack and I'll go back and say that I will have a motion to approve both A and B under engineering.
No, I'll second those.
I have a motion and a second to approve those items under engineering. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. And that concludes the agenda for today. Thank y'all for coming. We're adjourned.